سخنران امشب جلسه تهران AA که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی های گمنام در تهران است، آقای مایکل با 23 سال هوشیاری از کشور آمریکا می باشند و مترجم عزیزمون سرکار خانم صدی هستند. موضوع جلسه هم سپاسگزاری هست. من میکروفون این دو عزیز رو باز میکنم. بله صدی جان، میکروفون شما بازه، میکروفون آقای مایکل هم باز کنم.
مرسی نیان جان. هلو مایکل. مایکل
هلو،
how are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So welcome to Iran. You're
thank
talking
you.
About gratitude tonight, right?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Go right on.
All righty, my name is Michael. I'm an alcoholic.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. My sobriety date is October 28th of 1997. I have a sponsor. His name is Doug. I think he spoke here at some point a couple weeks ago. And I have a home group that is a wanderers group that we meet in people's homes every Tuesday. So I'll tell you a little bit about what happened, what it's like now, what it used to be like, what happened, and what it's like now. I grew up in a town in Chicago, Illinois, and I had a great family. Everything I needed was provided for. However, I was molested by a cousin, sexually molested by a cousin, and I feel that's important to talk about because a lot of alcoholics have that history in their story, and that was my experience. And I dealt with that at a younger age, and I don't believe that is the reason why I am an alcoholic. I was born alcoholic. I don't think I caught it. I don't think I fell into it. I think I was born an alcoholic. I just didn't feel like I was accepted. I felt different from everybody else. I felt like every day before school, everybody got together and went over how you're supposed to behave in school and in life, and then everybody left the meeting and went to school and behaved properly. But me, I didn't. I wasn't there. I wasn't at that at that meeting, so I didn't really know how to behave.
Okay, Marco, this is great.
Yeah.
This is plenty good, and I want to thank you for the wonderful beginning. سلام
yes.
به دوستان عزیزم. من مایکل هستم، یک الکلی. من تاریخ هوشیاری 28 اکتبر سال 1997 هستش. اسم راهنمای من داگ هستش، داگلاس، که فکر میکنم قبلا براتون چند هفته پیش تو همین جلسه تهران AA صحبت کرده. من یک جلسه خانگی دارم که تو خونه اشخاص دیگه برگزار میشه و هر سه شنبه ها هستش جلسه خانگی من. من میخوام امشب بهتون بگم که چی شد زندگی من، قبلا چطوری بوده و حالا چطوریه. من در شهر شیکاگو در ایالت ایلینوی به دنیا آمدم، اونجا زندگی میکردم. خانواده فوق العاده خوبی داشتم. در زندگی بچگی من همه چیز برای من فراهم بود، هر آنچه که میخواستم. اما من جسمن از طریق پسر عمه یا پسر عموم مورد آزار جنسی قرار گرفتم. مهمه که ما این رو بگیم همیشه، و میخوام بهتون بگم که دلیل الکلی شدن من این نیست که من مورد آزار جنسی قرار گرفتم. من با این بیماری به دنیا اومدم، اینو داشتم، اینو کسب نکردم از کسی یا از چیزی یا به دلیلی اینجا نگرفتم اینو. و دلیلش هم اینه که من از اینجا میفهمم که من احساس قبول شدن و پذیرفته شدن رو هیچ موقع نمی کردم و از بچگی متفاوت بودم. به نظر میرسه که قبل از مدرسه همه بچه ها دوره هم جمع میشن، انگار یه جلسه میذارم و راه و روش این که چطوری زندگی بکنن، چطوری تو مدرسه رفتار بکنن و چطوری فیت باشن رو یاد میگیرن. من این رو نداشتم، من کسی نبود که به هم بگه، نداشتم اینی رو که بدونم چطوری باید رفتار کنم، چطوری با آدم رو بجوشم و رفتار درست برای پذیرفته شدن چیه. من این رو نداشتم. مایکل
خانم سدی، بله میتونید ازشون درخواست کنید که دوربینشون رو در صورت تمایل رو با روشن کنن.
مایکل Okay. Michael, can you open your camera, please?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. People would like to see you. They have asked for that. Okay.
Sure.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Continue. So I behaved very poorly in school. I got into a lot of trouble. I was kind of a troublemaker. Not kind of. I was a troublemaker. I started stealing from stores at a very young age, and I didn't really like myself, so I needed to do things so that other people would like me. That's a lot of where my alcoholism began, is not feeling a part of and needing to fit in with all the cool kids. And so I got into a lot of trouble. I got arrested a couple times for stealing and having possession of drugs. And there was something that wasn't right in my life, but I really didn't know what it was. And I couldn't figure that out. So I remember when I first started drinking, my first time I got drunk, I'll never forget it. It was at family function, and I was drinking. I was probably 12 years old, and I was drinking off of everybody's drinks, and I threw up from drinking, and I remember going back to my hotel room and looking at myself in the mirror and being like, man, I cannot wait to do that again. I just loved all the attention, and I loved the way it made me feel. So I drank, there was like about a year before I really started drinking after that. I started drinking when I was about 13 and
okay.
Doing drugs.
Let me go ahead and yep. Say this much. That's great. We back up the last sentence, so please do remember your very last sentence. مایکل میگه که خب من رفتار ضعیفی داشتم تو مدرسه. رفتارم درست نبود و مدام دردسر ایجاد میکردم، دردسرهای جدی. من در سن کم شروع کردم به دزدی کردن و دلیلش هم اینه که خودم اصلا دوست نداشتم و چون خودم رو دوست نداشتم یه کارهایی میکردم که آدم های دیگه منو دوست داشته باشن و دلیل الکلیست منم همینه. من به همین دلیل رو به مشروب بردم. برای دزدی من دستگیر شدم، برای اینکه همراه خودم مواد مخدر هم می‌کردم دستگیر شدم و می‌فهمیدم که یه چیزی مشکل هست، مشکل داره، ولی من نمی‌فهمیدم که مشکل از کجاست و چیه. اما دلیل مشروب خوردنم همین مشکلی بود که وجود داره. اولین باری که من مشروب خوردم توی یک مهمانی خانوادگی بود. من 12 سال این حدودام بود و یادمه که از مشروب همه میخوردم و برگشتم، وقتی که مهمونی تموم شد برگشتم به هتلم، تو اتاقم حالت تهوع بالا آوردن و همه این کارا رو کردم و با خودم گفتم من نمیتونم صبر کنم تا مشروب بعدی رو بخورم، چون توی اون مهمونی همه من رو دوست داشتم به گو و به خند و احساس کردم که مورد قبول و پذیرش قرار گرفتم. مایکل
So I started drinking about 13 when I was 13 years old. And before I started drinking, I had things in my life that were very important to me. I played on a couple sports teams, and I had some friends, and I went away to an overnight camp that was really important to me. It was a summer camp, and those things were really, really important to me. And so I just wanted to say that. I'll circle back into my story about those later. So I started drinking, doing drugs, and stealing from anyone or anything I could get into. And all I really cared about was doing those three things. All I wanted to do was drink, get high, and steal. And I didn't really care about anybody that I hurt. I didn't care about any consequences that I had. And I didn't really care about anything or anyone. So that's where alcohol and drugs gets me, is to a point where I don't really care about you. All I care about is myself, and all I care about is doing whatever it is to get me out of feeling like negatively about myself.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yep.
Okay, that was great message. خب مایکل میگه که من در 13 سالگی دیگه به طور رسمی شروع کردم به مشروب خوردن. اینو میخوام بهتون بگم که قبل از اینکه مشروب خوری رو شروع کنم، چیزایی بود تو زندگیم که برام اهمیت داشت. یکیش این که من تو چند تا تیم ورزشی عضو بودم و برای اون تیما ورزش میکردم. دومی که من دوستانی داشتم و دوستان برام مورد اهمیت بودن. و اینکه تابستون‌ها من میرفتم به این کمپ‌های شبانه و بهش میگن سمر کمپ که اونجا بودم و اینا برام چیزهای مهم زندگیم بود. اما وقتی شروع کردم به مشروب خوردن، فقط مشروب میخوردم، مواد مخدر میزدم و دزدی میکردم از هر کسی که میتونستم، اصلا برای فرقی نداشت. فقط برام اهمیت داشت که همین سه تا کار رو انجام بدم، مست باشم، های باشم و دزدی کنم. اهمیتی به هیچ شخصی هم نمیدادم که کی هست این کسی که من دارم ازش دزدی میکنم یا دوروبرش مستم. عواقبش هم اصلا برام مهم نبود و به عواقبش اصلا فکر نمی کردم. اینه که الکلیست منو به اونجا رسوندی، مشروب خوری، که من به تو اهمیت ندم، فقط به خودم فکر کنم و کارهایی بکنم که منو از احساس بدم و احساس منفی که راجع به خودم دارم رها بشم، فقط اون احساس رو نداشته باشم برای رهایی از احساس بد نسبت به خودم. اوکی مارکس.
Alrighty. So I drank about one year of my life, and like I said, I had those things were important to me: school, sports, friends, and camp. And when I stopped drinking, those things were gone. I was kicked off of the sports teams, and I was asked to leave camp. And a lot of friends that I had didn't really want to be around me because I was getting into a lot of trouble. So I came home from camp. I was supposed to be at camp for 8 weeks, but they told me to leave in about 2 weeks. They said, we can't handle you, and you need to go home. You're not welcome here anymore. And so I got home, and the first thing that I wanted to do was to go to a party and drink alcohol. And my parents were very upset with me, and there was no chance that I was going to be able to go party. My parents were very, very mad. So I had a friend of mine who was sober about 6 months before me, and she asked me to go to a meeting, an AA meeting. And I didn't really know why, but I said yes. And so I went to a meeting, and the place was called the Day by Day Club, and it was a very dirty, dingy, smoky room, and the carpets were stained, the couches were very dirty, but there was something about the place that felt very comfortable. But
okay.
That's a good place to stop.
Okay. مایکل میگه که خب من یک سال از زندگیمو توی مشروب خوردن گذروندم و همونطور که بهتون تو سری قبلی گفتم من سه تا چیز داشتم که برام تو زندگی مهم بود. یکی ورزش کردن، یکی دوستانم و یکی دیگه این کمپی که من تابستون رو میرفتم. و وقتی که من مشروب خوردن و مواد زدن رو ادامه دادم، همه این سه تا چیزی که برای من مهم بود تو زندگیم رفت. تو تیم ورزشی که تیما دونه دونه منو بیرون کردن از ورزش، کمپ هم که به هم گفتن برو بیرون مؤدبانه، و دوستام هم دیگه نمیخواستن دور و بر من باشن چون من مدام در حال دردسر آفریدن بودم و دوستام حال نمیکردن دور و بر من. یادمه که رفته بودم توی کمپ ورزش و اینا، یا با دوستان میرن، نوع کمپشو نمیدونم، ولی یه جایی که میرفتن شبانه میموندن، تابستون رو میموندن، این قرار بود 8 هفته باشه، اما بعد از 2 هفته منو بیرون کردن و گفتن که ما نمیتونیم تو رو تحمل کنیم، پس تو بر نمیان، و منو بیرون کردن. رفتم خونه، یادم میاد که اولین چیزی که میخواستم اینه که دارم میخواست برم به یک مهمونی و الکل بخورم، مشروب بخورم، اما پدر و مادرم انقدر دست من ناراحت بودن و انقدر عصبانی بودن که من نمیتونستم برم و نرفتم. اون زمان یادم میاد یه دوستی داشتم که هوشیار بود، 6 ماه هوشیاری داشت در اون زمان و خانومم بوده، به من گفت که بریم جلسه و من اصلا نمیدونم. چرا؟ گفتم باشه بریم. رفتیم تو یه کلوبی که اسمش بود کلوب، و اونجا یه جای فوق العاده کسی پر از دود، یه جای متروکه، موکتش پر از لک، کاناپش کثافت، اصلا جای جالبی نبود از نظر ظاهری، اما یه چیزی راجع به اونجا بود که آرامش میداد به من و راحتی در اونجا بود به یه شکلی، و من رفتم اونجا. مایکل؟
So I went to my first AA meeting. I was 15 years old, and I thought that I was very young. I was too young to be an alcoholic.
ببخشید مایک قطع شد.
Can you hear me?
Michael, could you back off again? Well, I lost you for a moment, so sorry.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm so glad it was your fault. It's usually
my fault.
Yeah,
it was my fault. I'm
glad.
So I went to my first AA meeting when I was 15, and I thought I was way too young to be an alcoholic. And so I ended up drinking that night. Or either that night or the next day, and I felt bad about it. I felt guilty, and that was really the first time that I felt guilty about drinking. So I stayed sober for about a month and a half, and I went to meetings every day. I called my sponsor every day. I got a sponsor who I checked in with every day, but I wasn't working the 12 steps, and that's what this program is about the 12 steps, and so I wasn't doing that, so I wasn't improving, I wasn't changing, I wasn't anything. So I drank again because I went to a meeting, and there were two people that were making fun of me and giving me a hard time, and so I got mad at them and I drank at them, which only really affects me. It doesn't affect them at all. So I came back and I got a different sponsor, and I got somebody who was a little bit younger than me, and we started going to meetings every day, and he took me through the book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we worked the steps, and he began to show me how to live my life sober and how to, you know, I was very young. I was 16, 17 years old, and he taught me how to live my life and be a sober member of AA, and taught me how to be honest, taught me how to be of service and help others, and that I'm so grateful that I had him in my life, because he really taught me how to become a man in AA. And so I went to high school, and I graduated from high school sober, and I knew that I wanted to be a chef, so I went to cooking school, and I did that sober. And in America, the hospitality industry, the restaurant industry, there's a lot of drinking and drug use. But I stayed sober through all of that, and I always made AA my number one priority. That was the only way, and still is today, the only way that I'm going to stay sober is if I make AA my number one priority. Can you hear me? Sadie?
Hi, Miss Sadie.
You there?
I'm Sadie Sadie.
Are you there?
Michael.
Yes.
Do you have me now? We lost.
I have you now, yeah. Uh-oh.
اوکی مایکل میگه به هر حال اینجوری شد که ببخشید ما یه لحظه ارتباطمونم با هم قطع شد. میگه خب اینطوری شد که من رفتم به جلسات AA، به اولین جلسه AA خودم رفتم. 15 سالم بود و فکر میکردم که من برای الکلی بودن خیلی سنم کمه. این از که روز بعدش یا همون شبش یادم نمیاد مشروب خوردم و برای اولین بار یادم که احساس گناه کردم. احساس کردم که نباید این مشروب رو میخوردم و هیچ موقع این احساس رو نداشتم. من 1.5 ماه به هر حال شروع کردم به نخوردن. 1.5 ماه هوشیار موندم، راهنما گرفتم و هر روز به راهنمام زنگ میزدم خیلی جدی، اما قدم ها رو کار نمیکردم و این برنامه راجع به قدم هاست و همین دلیل به هم تذکر میدادن، گیر میدادن، من عصبانی شدم، از برنامه زدم بیرون، دوباره برگشتم به برنامه، راهنمای جدید گرفتم. این راهنمای جدیدم هر روز کتاب بیگ بوک رو با من میخوند و با من قدم ها رو کار میکرد و شروع کرد به من یاد بده که من چجوری بتونم هوشیار زندگی کنم، چون این مهارتیه که من نداشتم. به من صداقت رو یاد داد و به من یاد داد که چطوری آدم خوبتری باشم و من برگشتم به مدرسه و یادم میاد که همیشه دلم میخواست که آشپزی بکنم، درس آشپزی بخونم، برای همین رفتم به مدرسه آشپزی. مایکل، even though we lost each other and I had to miss parts of it, you went to chef school.
Yes, okay, so I went to chef school. I knew I wanted to be a chef, and so I went to culinary school, and I did all that sober.
Mm-hmm.
There's a loud noise. I did all that sober and always going to AA. I always made a priority to go to AA meetings and to be involved in AA and have friends in AA. When I first got sober, they told me to get new friends that are the same friends that are being sober and that are trying to do good. And so I got all new friends, and those friends were sober. So I had a group of people that I could count on if I needed anybody's help, if I was somewhere where I wanted to drink or just needed to have fun. For me, I was very worried about how I was going to have fun with being sober at such a young age, because here in America, most young people drink and do drugs. And so I was very nervous at how I was going to have fun without being sober. But that is not my experience. My experience is I had so much fun being sober at a young age. I had a core group of friends that we did a lot of fun stuff and had a lot of fun. And I'm so grateful for that, for having friends in the program. And I think I may have lost you again. Are you there?
Michael, do you hear me? Even though
yes,
we lost
now,
each other?
I
got most of what you said.
Okay.
May I translate that?
Yes.
اوکی مایکل میگه من رفتم به مدرسه آشپزی جایی که بهش میگن کالینری و تمام این مدت مدرسه رو دانشگاه رو من با هوشیاری طی کردم و مدام میرفتم به AA و همش به هم میگفتن که AA اولویتت باشه و همینم بود و اونجا من دوستانی پیدا کردم توی جلسات و همش می‌دیدم که آدمایی میان که هوشیار هستن و دارن سعی میکنن که خوب زندگی کنن و من هم اینو میخواستم و باشون رفت و آمد میکردم و میدونید برای من سنم کم بود، همش نگران بودم که چجوری من قراره که یک کمی بهم خوش بگذره وقتی که من قراره هوشیار باشم، هیچ چیزی مصرف نکنم، چون اینجا تو آمریکا ممکنه ندونی ولی در سن پایین شروع میکنم به مشروب خوردن و تو مهمونی ها با اینا میخورم و من همش این بیمو داشتم که من چه کار کنم، چه جوری به من خوش بگذره. اوکی مارکل، یو پوت یور فینگر اون ا وری گود پوینت. هاو دو آی هاف فان ات ان ارلی ایج؟
یس. سو آی هاد many فرندز. آی هاف many فرندز دت ار ان ای ای. موستلی پیپل ار ان ای ای اند those are that's how I built my sobriety, is having people that are also doing the same thing that I'm doing, being sober and trying to be a better person. So I graduated from high school sober. I graduated from culinary school sober. And I started working in the restaurant business sober, always sober. And I always made it my priority to get to meetings and to be around people in AA, always. And over the years, I have never not had fun. I've always had fun, and I've always had a motto of my life about enjoying life. There's a passage in the Big Book on page 132 that says, we absolutely insist on enjoying life. And that's how I like to operate, is to enjoy my life. I like to have fun. I like to be goofy. I like to just have a good time, because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to have a good time. I didn't get sober to be unhappy. I got sober to be happy. And the way that I do that is with other people. I have seen many people come into AA and not do the things that the program suggests, and they end up drinking and they end up having either very, very large problems in their life, or they end up dying. And I know that for me today, that if I were to choose to go and drink again, it would not be pretty, and I believe I would die from alcohol or drugs at some point in my life. I don't know when that would happen, but I know that that would happen for me. Maybe that's a good place to stop.
Michael, yeah.
Yes.
You stopped at a good place. خب مایکل میگه که من دوستای خیلی زیادی داشتم توی انجمن و هوشیاریم همینطوری ریز ریز رو هم جمع شد با هوشیار ماندن و سعی کردم به اینکه آدم بهتری باشم. من دبیرستانم رو تموم کردم و در تمام اون مدت هوشیار بودم. من رفتم به دانشگاه آشپزی و در تمام اون مدت هوشیار بودم و رستوران باز کردم، تو رستوران کار کردم و در تمام اون مدت هم هوشیار بودم. همیشه اولویت من AA و انجمن بوده. آدمای دیگه هستن، خیلی‌ها رو دیدم که مشکلات زیادی داشتن و به مشکلات زیادی برخوردن بابت نیامدن به انجمن، اما من میدونم که برای من مسئله مرگ و زندگیه و من اصلا هیچ موقع نمیتونم نیام و انجمن رو ول بکنم. برای من اینجوریه، برای من اینقدر مهمه. مارکل
So yes, I don't think I would be alive today if I didn't go to AA and stop drinking and doing drugs. And I'm so grateful for that. And I have an amazing life today. I don't cook anymore. I'm not a chef anymore, but I work in a restaurant in the restaurant industry, kind of. So I'm still involved with food. I have a beautiful wife that we've been together for 16 years. And she is also sober, and that is another great thing that AA has given me is my wife is sober, and I don't have to worry about her drinking or coming home drunk and, you know, not, you know, being supportive of me not drinking. And I have an amazing relationship with my parents. And that was always something that was struggling because I would steal from them and I would threaten them and I would disobey my parents. And now I have an amazing relationship with them. And I have so many friends in AA. So many people can call me and know that I'll be there for them. And that's really something that I'm super grateful for. I also have a relationship with a God of my understanding, a higher power. And
okay, let me yep. go ahead before the God
sure.
part. The
yep.
God part is important.
Okay, yep.
مایکل میگه حالا من فکر نمی کنم میتونستم زنده بمونم اگه توی این انجمن نبودم. مشروب و مواد مخدر حتما منو میکشت و الان بهتون بگم که من یه زندگی خیلی خارق العاده دارم. من الان دیگه شف نیستم، آشپزی نمی کنم، اما هنوز یه کاری دارم که در ارتباط با غذا هستش و با همسرم 16 ساله که با هم دیگه هستیم. همسرم هم هوشیاره، تو برنامه است و اینم یه هدیه دیگه یه که خداوند من داده و این برنامه به من داده که دیگه نگران مشروب خودم همسرم هم نباید باشم یا نباید خودم مشروب بخورم بیام خونه و نگران این باشم که چرا منو ساپورت و حمایت نمی کنه همسرم. یه چیز دیگه اینه که راجع به پدر مادرم بهتون بگم، من ازشون همیشه می دزدیدم، تهدیدشون می کردم، به حرفشون گوش نمی کردم و مشکلات داشتم با پدر مادرم، اما الان باهاشون رابطه فوق العاده عالی دارم و اینم باز یه چیز دیگه است که از برنامه دارم. مسئله دیگه این که دوستانی دارم که مدام به من زنگ میزنن، از من کمک میخوان، من بهشون کمک میکنم، من میرم پیششون و اینم یه گروه دیگه ایه که یه قسمت دیگه از زندگی من توی انجمنه که اینم از انجمن دارم. قسمت بعدیش میخواد راجع به Michael, go ahead and start the other part.
Yes, so I learned when I grew up not very religious at all, so I didn't have any resentment towards God, and I didn't have any God, period. So I came to AA, and people told me that I need to get a higher power or God in my life. And the greatest thing I think about AA is that I can choose whatever I want my God to be. It doesn't have to be anything that I don't believe that it's not. And whatever works for me works for me, and whatever works for you. And that's the greatest thing about AA, is that there's no rules about God. All I have to believe is that me, I am not God. And so over the years, I've used the group, because alone and by myself, I'm not able to stay sober. I cannot do it myself. I tried. But me and you, just two of us, we can stay sober together. And that's a power greater than myself, is the power that me and another alcoholic have trying to help one another. And so that's really where my image of a God or a higher power came to play, is that there were these people that were addicted to alcohol and drugs, and now they're not. And that was, for me, a power greater than myself. And so now I have a God of my understanding that keeps me sober and helps me do the things that I can't do myself. And the way that I listen to God is through the people in Alcoholics Anonymous. Maybe that's a good place to stop.
Yeah, that is a perfect. You know how to stop. That's great. Okay. مایکل میگه که خیلی خوب میدونید اینجا به من گفتن که تو باید به هر حال یه نوع خداوندی داشته باشی. من زمانی که بزرگ شدم دین و اینای درست حسابی نداشتم، نه خداوندی داشتم که بهش اعتقاد داشته باشم، نه هیچ رنجشی از خدا داشتم. ولی تو ای تو انجمن به من گفتن که خودت خداوندی رو انتخاب کن که خودت درک بکنی، و میدونید میگه هرچی برای من کار میکنه همون خوبه، هرچی برای تو کار میکنه همون خوبه. اینکه انتخاب کردن خداوند قانون نداره. و در طول سالها، چون ماکل میگه من با هیچ دین و چیز خیلی آشنایی نداشتم، در سالیان دراز من گروه رو انتخاب کردم به عنوان نیروی بالاتر از خودم. من و شما تو گروه، یعنی دیگه من تنها نیستم، من تنهایی نمیتونم، من و شما با هم دیگه، یعنی یه قدرتی بیشتر از من و تو. و تصویر خدا برای من از اونجا شروع شد، از اونجا به وجود من، جایی که آدم ها الکل میخوردن، مواد مخدر مصرف میکردن در گذشته، اما حالا دیگه نمیکنن، الکل نمیخورن، مواد مخدر مصرف نمیکنن. و از اینجا بود که این ایده در من شکل گرفت. مایکل؟
What also is important to me is to help others, to help people stay sober. And a lot of times just going to a meeting and showing up sober, showing other people that AA works and that I can live a sober life and be happy and useful is a very important thing. Is to the 12th step is to carry the message, like what I'm doing right now, is just share my experience. And my experience has been that alcohol and drugs didn't do anything good for me except get me to AA. They got me to a point where I didn't care about anything or anyone, and now I care about my life, myself, and especially others. So I'm so grateful for AA, and grateful that Amir, you asked me to speak. Amir or not Amir, Ali, I'm sorry, Ali. For asking me to speak, and I hope you guys all enjoyed me talking, and just know that you don't ever have to drink if you don't want to. and the solution is in AA. At least for me, the solution was in AA. I tried other things, and it never worked. AA has been the only thing that has helped me to stay stopped and be happy. So again, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed my talk.
Okay, your talk was great, Michael. Sorry
thank
about
you.
The internet and the interruption.
That's okay.
You were wonderful. You were wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Let me translate what you said.
Okay.
Michael میگه که خب میدونید یه چیز دیگه ایم که برای من مهمه که به من کمک کرد تو این انجمن کمک به دیگرانه. من کمک میکنم که دیگران هوشیار بمونن و این برای من خیلی مهمه. من رفتن به جلسه در هوشیاری و اینکه بقیه منو ببینن که من الان مصرف نمی کنم و هوشیارم و خوشحالم، هم هوشیارم هم شادم. این همون 12 قدمه، این همون پیام دادنه، کاری که الان دارم میکنم. و میدونی اینکه مشروب هیچ کار خوبی برای من انجام نداد، مشروب و مواد مخدر، به جز اینکه من اوورد تو ای ای و من اینجا، منی که به هیچ کس اهمیت نمیدادم، منی که به هیچ چیز اهمیت نمیدادم، الان اینجا و اهمیت میدم به دیگران و به همین دلیلی که الان اینجا هستم، اینکه اهمیت میدم که بیام با شماها صحبت بکنم و بهتون پیام هوشیاری خودم رو بدم. از علی میخوام تشکر بکنم که منو دعوت کرد به این جلسه و آخرین صحبتم با شما اینه که دیگه هیچ وقت مجبور به خوردن مشروب نیستید. با کمک AA اینجا کمک وجود داره، میتونید بذارید کنار و مشروب دیگه نخورید. برای من که همینطوری بود، من اومدم اینجا، AA به من کمک کرد، انجمن به من کمک کرد که مشروب نخورم و این آخرین پیام من به شماست که شما هم مجبور نیستید. امیدوارم که از صحبت‌های من امشب لذت برده باشید و پیام من، صحبت‌های من یه پیام خوبی و یه چیزی براتون داشته باشه. مایکل، are you wrapping it up?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Michael, on behalf of the group, Michael, dear, I thank you. It was my honor to translate for you.
Thank you very much.
Good job. Okay, thank you very much.
You're